This week in House Matters, Jamaica's red mud potential source of revenue. Ananda Alert program officially shifted to youth ministry and pre-selection exercise for Canadian farm work program to begin this March. Stay with us for the details.
Today, Mr. Speaker, I am pleased to announce that research has confirmed high concentrations of rare earth elements in Jamaica's red mud.
Minister of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining, Philip Paulwell, with fantastic news for Jamaica's mining sector. The research was conducted by Nippon Light Metal Company, headquartered in Japan. Following the results of the study, the Jamaica Bauxite Institute signed a memorandum of understanding with Nippon Light for the establishment of a pilot project to extract earth elements from red mud. The pilot project has been approved by the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, and is awaiting final approvals from other regulatory agencies. Minister Paulwell says the concentration of rare earth elements in mineable quantities around the world is unusual, and the concentration of rare earth elements found in Jamaica's red mud deposits are significantly greater than what is known about other red mud sites around the world. Rare earth oxides, the commodity that will be extracted, are currently being traded at rates of up to $3,500 per kilogram.
The total amount to be invested in buildings and equipment for the pilot project plant is just over $3 million to be funded completely by Nippon Light Metal, who will also be responsible for the operating costs. A number of Jamaican engineers and other workers will be employed on this project, and Jamaica will, of course, benefit from the transfer of knowledge.
Importantly, the results of the pilot project will be owned in equal parts by the government through the Jamaica Bauxite Institute and Nippon Light Metal. Additionally, any rare earth elements produced at the pilot plant will be jointly owned by the government and Nippon Light Metal. During the pilot phase, the government will begin negotiations with the Japanese company for the full commercialization of the project. The pilot is scheduled to last for 6 months and ground is expected to be broken for the plant in February. The Ananda Alert program is now officially under the purview of the Ministry of Youth and Culture. Minister of Local Government and Community Development Noel Arscott made the disclosure while responding to questions from Member of Parliament for Western Kingston, Desmond McKenzie. The Ananda Alert program started in the Department of Local Government under the previous administration. Minister Arscott says Cabinet approved the transfer of Ananda Alert from the Local Government Ministry to the Office of the Children's Registry, OCR.
This program, although well-intentioned, was never properly staffed or properly structured in the first place. One officer was assigned to it. In fact, it was put in the PR department, and there was no budgetary allocation for the program. It is a program that must be properly resourced and taken seriously.
Mr. McKenzie sought assurance that the Ananda Alert program will operate efficiently under the Ministry of Youth and Culture. In response, Minister Arscott outlined that the Youth and Culture Ministry has the requisite skilled personnel to effectively manage the program. Ananda Alert is a nationwide system designed to ensure a speedy and safe recovery of a child in the unfortunate event that he or she is abducted or kidnapped. The system involves the mobilization of stakeholders in getting the message of a missing child into the public domain the moment the matter is reported to the police. And the Ministry of Labour and Social Security will undertake a pre-selection exercise for the Canadian Farmwork Programme in March. Portfolio Minister Derek Kellyer says the exercise will be conducted at 4 strategic locations across the island from March 4 to 15. The aim is to have a pool of suitable workers readily available for consideration when employers submit their requests under the various work categories. Members of Parliament and councillors across the island will be provided with forms to be distributed to suitable candidates in their respective constituencies and divisions. The forms should be completed by the respective candidates and returned to the MPs, along with a passport-sized photograph and a character reference from either a Justice of the Peace, JP, or a security officer. All forms must be submitted to the ministry by January 29, following which they will be processed and the names of all candidates compiled on a master list according to parish. That's it for this edition of House Matters. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.